Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Eva Rosenberg being back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated her 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? We're pretty proud of that. She is the tax mama. She knows more about small business taxes than anybody else in the galaxy. She's written all the books on the topic. Small business taxes made easy. Small business deduct everything. That's the new one, isn't it?
That right now. So that was the new one last year.
And then small business taxes made easy. I've got the third edition in front of me. Which one's out now?
That's the third edition.
Okay,
so that's this year's edition. Everything's new and getting renewed.
All right. So check that out, folks. TaxMama.com. You'll be glad you went to that website. So, okay, you've got some great suggestions on deductions that we can work on, some things people might not have thought about. Weddings. We've had a flurry of weddings in my family, in my little circle here recently. Had one over the weekend, and I sent a text to the mama, the mother of the bride who's close to me, and I said, congratulations, good luck this weekend, thank you for not inviting me.
Did she really?
And I also said, because I hate weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I hate weddings.
Well, you know, at least did you send a gift because you were invited.
Oh, yeah. No, it hit. My message was preceded by a nice green colored gift.
The perfect size.
Yeah, they love it when I give gifts because it's always the color's always right.
Exactly.
So
those are nice gifts.
So, but how do you deduct a wedding?
Well, do you remember way back when we first met? In the days of the help desk?
Almost 20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Corey Rudel?
I don't remember.
He was the president of the Internet Marketing Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he decided he was going to have this amazing wedding and a seminar. And so what he did was he marketed this whole seminar thing and a wedding all combined. So not only did he deduct the whole cost of the wedding, he also got paid for the wedding. Didn't have that money.
So I'm imagining all the women listening right now thinking, oh, how romantic, right?
You know what? And it was. Corey was...
Because back then, part of the ambiance would have been the modem dialing up, right?
it was an in-person wedding.
I know, but if you're gonna put it up on the internet and do all that, I can just imagine all the dial-up sounds in the background.
Well, you know what? 2000, what was that? Around 2000. So by then, we weren't using modems anymore, were we?
It depends. Some people were, but anyway. So he actually. How did he get his wife to go along with that?
How did he get his wife? You don't marry somebody unless they have taste like you, do you?
That's a good point.
So that's one way to do it. You know, there are, even before we had all this reality television, people were actually able to do things on television shows and use the studios and the shows. And you know, the producers would basically pick up all the costs, and they're always trying to get audiences. So your wedding gifts become the audience. And so,
well, I've got a confession to make.
Hmm.
I got married in 2002.
You did? How many times?
In the mountains.
Yeah.
And I did my show on my honeymoon.
Did you deduct your wedding?
Of course I did. How romantic is that, right? Doing your show on your honeymoon? But if it's Monday through Friday, I'm going to be here. You know, that was my motto.
And you've been here for 19 years.
In those days
years.
Especially. And, I went years without doing any replays, not one replay.
I know. But
including
including
on my honeymoon.
Including on your honeymoon.
And I deducted
it. Ivana loves you for it.
And I deducted it. She deducted it. Yeah.
But so, seriously.
So, no, there are things you can do, right?
There are things you can do, but most of the time, folks, just because you invite your clients does not make your wedding deductible.
No.
So be very careful about that. I know we're being a little bit silly, but you know what? There are ways to make the wedding profitable and turn it into a business, just like Corey did.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could if you somehow do get some PR for it or something and attach it to your to your business and make it and make it a business in, interest. TaxMama.com, right?
TaxMama.com.
When we come back, we're going to talk about season of disaster, summertime. Are there some tax issues there that you need to know about? And also, summer jobs, seasonal jobs. We're going to talk about that today with Eva Rosenberg. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.